Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Thank you both. Have a great day. 908. People are texting in about, you know, misery loves company. That's why people are being negative about the New Orleans East development. It just... I don't know why anybody would want anybody to fail. What is it? A rising tide lifts all boats, right? Why do you want anybody to fail? Now, if you're competing against them, I can understand that. But if you're just an observer, why would you want that? I don't get it. I'll tell you, one of the more positive people I've ever met in my life, and I would talk to her about the weather, let alone anything going on, is Monica Pierre, founder of The Story, Maker Academy. Wrong glasses, Monica. Sorry, I couldn't read it from this distance. Founder of the Storymaker Academy, speaker, Emmy Award-winning journalist and storytelling coach. How are you, Monica?
Tommy, I'm fine. Amazing to talk to you. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm talking to you. Tell me about the Storymaker Academy. What is that?
Well, I founded the Storymaker Academy because there were a lot of women in particular who wanted to learn how to identify, deliver, practice their story, and they didn't have a clue. Mm-hmm. So we put together this academy, small group, get together for about 6 months, they work on their story, and then they present their story with the showcase. So it's just a way for them to have this community to develop what it is they want to say about their business, about their organization, about their thought leadership, and what's their unique story in there.
You and I go back away, huh?
A long time.
Monica was there for my first job in radio and was very instrumental in helping me, and I'll never forget that. I never, ever will. I mean that sincerely. Are you well? Everything's good?
Everything is good. I'm well. I'm busy doing a lot of things. I'm also an assistant professor at Xavier University in the Mass Comm department. I get to text you every now and then for our birthdays. So I'm good.
Well,
I'm
Monica's really good. Birthday is known as the International Day of Joy, right?
Right. And you know what you have to do with that, right?
Something nice
for
yourself.
Do something nice for yourself as a gift to me.
You know what else I thought? I was watching something on cable the other day, a one-woman show. It was a lady that had been on the HBO show with the nurse Jackie, and she was on West Wing. And it was a fascinating show. And I remember you did a one-lady show, didn't you?
I did a solo show, one-woman show. It was called, I forgot what it was called.
It was amazing. I'll tell you, it was very good. I remember bringing my daughter
amazing.
To see it.
No Permanent Scars. No Permanent Scars is the name of it.
Any chance on resurrecting that or not?
Would love to, now that we're all out in the boot and we're just basically back in person again. I would love to do that. So looking for someone to say, hey, let's bring the show back. So
right.
I loved it. I played several characters.
Tell me about the Power Up Women's Leadership Conference.
I am so excited about this, and this is a conference that's bringing together women leaders, people who are in leadership positions, thought leaders, visionaries together for a day-long conference. It's going to be April 19th. It's the Women's Leadership Conference at the Montreal Convention Center, and basically what I love about this, you get to be with these power women and leaders, and we get together and we talk about what we need, and it's all about collaboration. So I'm going to be there as well. I'll be the keynote speaker. But the main thing is, if you're looking for a place to network, a place to get ideas, a place to learn about resources, this conference is for you. And I always tell people, there's so much that we can do and learn from each other. And what's exciting me about the Women's Conference is that they're having an impact on women's leadership. Because four of the Metro Chamber's leaders are women. That's in New Orleans, St. Tammany, St. Bernard, and Jefferson. There's so much of a rapid rise in leadership, and it's time to recognize that, gather in that, and be supportive of that. So I would really encourage everyone listening to come to the Chamber of Commerce Power Up Women's Leadership Conference.
It's got to be pretty encouraging for you, I would think, pretty satisfying to help somebody along their journey, like you did me, as I mentioned, when I first started.
It was a two-way street. What we often forget is that people are getting from you as much as you're receiving from them. And you never know. You probably get this all, you know, over the years. People say, remember when you said this, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
And that stuck with me. We're always in a position where we can reach out and touch someone, impact someone's life. And it's easy. I mean, you were just making the comment earlier about how for so many, the default setting is to tear apart. The default setting is to say, well, this won't work. But how great it would be if we could just say, you know what my default setting is? That I'm going to figure out how it's going to work. I'm going to support someone, even if it's not my dream or my vision. What does it hurt to be encouraging? It doesn't hurt anything.
You'll be giving a keynote address, right, as well?
Yes. I'm so excited. I'll be the luncheon keynote. Yay, me. I'm so honored that they've asked me. And I'm going to talk about stories, storytelling, and how important that is, particularly if you are a leader, a women's leader, even leadership in general, how you can figure out the best story to tell. And you're doing it for impact, influence, and inspiration as well. So I'm going to be talking about that and talking about how do you determine what is the story to tell at this particular time? Because your story is more than just being a consultant. That's great. Or a CEO. Wonderful. Or someone who's working in middle management or someone who has a new position. What is it really all about? And that's what I'm going to help them figure out.
The most effective way to market themselves?
Absolutely. Market yourself, because here's what happens. You want to be able to tell people beyond the stats, not that stats are not important, they are very important, but you're able to tell them, this is what it's about. This is what my story is really all about. It impacts your marketing, it impacts your bottom line, and it's told in a way that is memorable, and I'm going to add one more part, repeatable, because what you want is for someone else to say, you know, someone says, oh, I'm having a conversation, and the person says, I'm looking for so-and-so and so-and-so or this type of service. You have to contact this person, Monica, because that is what she does. And you're able to repeat that other person's story. And that helps you market yourself. It helps you get people interested to know what you do. It helps people to say, I want to hire you. If you are very clear about what your story is and you know how to tell it, in long form, short form, soundbite form, you're able to do that.
This is for women, this conference, but really that advice crosses gender barriers, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Everyone needs to know how to tell a powerful story. Everyone. You know, and it's beyond just having fun. It's being very strategic. It is also being very intentional and knowing that your story is important and that your story matters and that with confidence you're able to tell your own story at a moment's notice, whether it's on being interviewed, podcast, networking event. So yes, Tommy, it is not just for women. It is for every human being who is putting something out in the world, whether you own it yourself, whether you are the one who has to give the message of the nonprofit, whether it's the one you're trying to get people on board with what you're doing.
But this event is for women only, correct?
I wouldn't say. I've seen guys there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's really for women as far as resources and impact and types of topics. But last year, there were 500-plus attendees, and I sat next to guys, I sat next to women. So I won't say it's exclusive. I think it's more inclusive. But the focus will be unapologetically focusing on women's leadership.
But a lot of
you know,
that,
we do have guys are there or, you know, who support what we do.
And a lot of it could be universal as well. This is not just for business owners either, right, or people that want to start a business?
No, it's, of course, a lot of people are there, but there are a lot of leaders, you know, in their own companies, or maybe it's not even their company. There are some people who are just working for other people, maybe working in the banking industry. So, yeah, it's, you know, leadership is really a lot of what we all do, even though we may not think of ourselves as the CEO or the one in charge or the one who writes the check. But when you think about leadership, we lead all the time. We lead in ways that convinces someone to help us, to join us, to be a part of what we're doing. We lead in our homes, with our families. So, yes, leadership is for everyone. So don't think of yourself just because your name is not on the door as a CEO that this is not for you. It's regional. So there are going to be people from all our region. So I do encourage you to come.
April the 19th, and how do people find out more about it?
Oh, it is so easy, powerupnola.com, and it is going to be on the 19th at the Ernest Morial Convention Center, second floor, La Nouvelle Orleans Ballroom. So I want to see you there. Come on.
I know you for a long time, and I know with you, this is not just shtick. That's the way you really are. How in the world do you remain as positive and as upbeat as you do?
And Tommy, I'll be honest. It is not always easy, but it's always a choice. I choose to be that way. And in those moments when I catch myself going down that slippery slope of doubt, of worry, I have to catch myself. Because, again, things will happen. Things will show up. But how do you choose to respond to it is the difference.
Got a lot of texts coming in saying people miss your voice. It's good to hear it. Thank you, Monica. Good to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Bye, Tommy.
Bye. We'll see you at the conference. Well, probably not because I got work. But we will. Other people will, I'm sure. Thank you, Monica Pierre, founder of the Storymaker Academy, speaker, Emmy Award-winning journalist, storytelling coach, my good, good friend. And you can find out more about the conference by going to powerupnola.com. It's powerupnola.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.